Benefits of body weight strength training. Exercises are safe for all ages to perform when conducted properly. However, strength training in general is an excellent way to help improve posture, balance, flexibility, and coordination. Lose weight and improve aerobic fitness. Decrease the risk of sustaining an injury in sport by strengthening tendons, ligaments, and bones. Improve performance in sport. Improve confidence and self-image. Improve the quality of sleep. Bodyweight strength training has some additional benefits over weight training. These include learning to master control of your own body. The fact that you don't need any equipment, bodyweight training can happen almost anywhere. It lays an excellent foundation before you start weight training. Protect your back. In a lot of the exercises, you will see the instructions, squeeze your abs and glutes. This means you need to squeeze or contract your abdominal muscles and your gluteal muscles, your butt cheeks. Do this by squeezing your butt cheeks together. Doing this will help you protect your lower back. When these muscles are weak or not working, the lower back becomes tight, and this is a common cause of back pain. By contracting them, you take a lot of pressure off of the lower back. This is also a good strategy for reducing back pain when you are standing for long periods and even walking around. It will feel weird initially, but you'll get used to it after a while. Always start with the easy exercises. When you've performed the required number of repetitions of an easy exercise, progress to the harder versions. Number 1. Upper body training. Pull-ups. Pull-ups work the muscles of the back and biceps. They are arguably the king of the upper body exercises. And being able to master pull-ups will give you fantastic levels of upper body strength. Pull-up technique. Grab the bar with a shoulder-width pronated grip, hands facing away from you. The arms should now be fully extended, completely straight. Squeeze the bar and pull the shoulder blades together and pull them down at the same time. Perform the pull-up by bending the elbows and pull yourself up until your chin is above the bar. To make it more challenging, go higher until the bar is touching the middle of your breastbone or sternum. Initiate the pull by pulling your elbows into the sides of your body. When you are at the top, try and pause there for 1 second and squeeze your shoulder blades together and down again. This may be difficult when you first start. Slowly lower yourself by extending the arms. Start to breathe out as you go down. You must go all the way down until your arms are once again fully extended. To make the pull-up harder, go down as slow as possible. Not keeping the shoulder blades pulled back and down. Maintaining correct shoulder girdle alignment is essential to ensure that the correct muscles are performing the work during the exercise. So think about sticking your chest out. Too much swinging and kicking with the legs. Initially, you may need to cheat with your pull-ups by swinging and kicking to help you up. But this should be a short-term strategy, as you should be performing them without swinging, as the momentum takes the work away from your back and bicep muscles. Instead, you should be doing them with the entire body held in a solid, upright position, and only the arms should be moving. Not staying in the middle. You will need a partner to give you feedback on this. When you pull yourself up, your head should be in the middle of the bar. If you pull yourself to one side, it is probably because